episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Hello. Greetings, all you out there, all you beings of energy swirling around this earth, having a material experience. I'm back today, Beachy / Purple Play here from the Northern California coast. And it's time to remember who you are. I'm talking today about my favorite topic, and that is vibration. As I was doing my spring cleaning the last few days, I was still finding my beloved dog Zeus's hairs all over the house. He has been gone since last October, and there's still some things that I didn't get to, like some carpets. And anyway, one of his hairs popped out looking like it was fresh and alive. It made me think about hair. Hair kind of sticks around after, doesn't disintegrate quickly. I'm just amazed at the staying power of human hair as well as the animal hair. But if you think about it, people used to put people's hairs in lockets after they were gone as a keepsake to hang around their neck, and I don't know, maybe it made them feel better that they still had a part of their loved one close. And it made me think, you know, maybe there's still energy encased inside these materials like our hair. And if you think about it, animals, you know, they have these whiskers and they are used kind of like antennas. So I'm thinking, what are these antennas hooking up to? When you think about an antenna, you just put it into the air and it picks up things. Like what are we swimming around in? Some call it the ether. But what is ether exactly? Is it the energy of the universe or Earth? Is it the energy of all the humans running around on the planet? Does the air have a frequency? Seems like all the animals have an internet of sorts. They don't have smartphones or computers, but yet they connect and they know, you know, how to communicate with each other and know where to find food and shelter, and they can sense when the seasons change and they need to go stock up on provisions because it's going to be a long winter, such things like that. You know, I notice like when it's going to be a heavy winter, the birds just seem to get a little fatter. And of course, the whales and the dolphins have a way of communicating across the sea, long distances. So evidently, there is something out there. There's energy, vibration, frequency. It's all around us. I'm using it at this very moment on the internet, radio waves in the air to connect to people all over the world when they tune into the right frequency. Pretty fascinating stuff. My voice is broadcasting out right now into a world, a vibrational sound that's going into this device and gets sent through to other people's devices and they pick it up. When they tune into the right frequency, if they're listening live. But I believe even if I don't send it through this device, it still goes out and somebody out there still receives it through the ether or the air, and they, you know, may get a feeling, they may get the actual message. They may get just a vibration of sorts in their body. And they just may disregard it. But Moving on. So the law of vibration, it's the third hermetic principle, energy, frequency, vibration. The law states that nothing is static. Nothing is at rest. All material existence is in a constant flow of vibration. And this movement is the essence of all creation. What we perceive as solid matter is actually energy vibrating to create an image. It's the whole bending of the spoon thing. If you are familiar with that. Anyway, observation itself influences reality. An observer and the observed are interconnected in a vibrational field where the observer's intentions and consciousness can directly impact the outcome. Our hearts emit an electromagnetic field, which is much more powerful than the brain. This frequency is in accordance with an individual's emotional state and influences the body and the surrounding environment. We're constantly projecting it out. Each mental state represents a frequency. Peace, love, and joy are the highest vibrations, and that can transform your immediate environment around. So anybody around you can be uplifted into this good feeling that you send out. So if you think about when I go out for a walk and all the singing birds and the buzzing bees and even the colorful flowers that I see, the trees, everything is vibrating. And it's uplifting the environment. They're giving their gifts. They're sharing their beautiful energies. And it gives, quite frankly, us all a peaceful feeling. This is why we relax when we're in nature. And all that feeling of well-being is being created and gifted to us just because we're here, because we were born here. So, after the break.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
And we're back. Truthmeets.com. I forgot today is June 1st, 2025, already into June, and you're listening to BG/Purple Play on the Remember Who You Are show on the Truth Meets platform. I was discussing vibration is my topic for today. And I was talking about being out in nature and how good it feels, and also just enjoying it, acknowledging it, being in the, you know, the good feeling of it all. It just really uplifts us. And moving on to, even if you're near waterfalls or babbling brooks, that also has a particular frequency and vibration. I believe, I've been studying a lot about the water, and water does hold memory, and there's always a message in the water, especially if it's fresh, moving, primary water is what they call it, that comes up from the earth after it's been filtered. And there's just, probably memory from all its travels. If you consider what they've taught us in school, that the water gets resourced. We drink it, urinate it out, goes into the ground, and then it gets cleaned up and comes back out, and either in a lake, and then it might go up into the air as a gas and become a cloud and then come back down as rain. I mean, the whole water cycle is pretty fascinating. I could probably do a whole show on that. But anyway, so back to the vibration. The other thing about the babbling brooks. Why do they call them babbling brooks? I wonder where that descriptor came from. Speaking of getting messages from the water. Anyway, back to the law of vibration. It's closely related to the law of attraction, which is another one of the seven hermetic laws. I was watching a YouTube presentation on a woman who was discussing the mud floods, and which she described it as this sound frequency was used to create this destructive catastrophe by liquefying dirt to bury the civilization and bring about a reset. Now, obviously, you know, that's a theory, and I won't go into the whole mud flood thing. But in terms of cymatics, if you study cymatics, you understand that the sound currents can create, a coherent cymatic field can create matter. I don't know if you've ever seen where people will put sand on a table and broadcast either a musical note or a certain frequency, and all of a sudden the sand, you know, reorganizes itself into a beautiful sacred geometry pattern or crystalline looking thing, and it's really fascinating. If you have not seen that, you should go out there and check it out. But so this cymatics field is very interesting, and so it can, you know, a coherent cymatic field can create matter. So if it can create, it can also destroy. It can also explode, as you know, that person in that video about the mud flood was talking about liquefying the dirt. Our evidence of that is we've all seen that an opera singer with an extremely strong voice can explode a glass, you know, just with their strong vibrational breath and tone. So, another fascinating thing is all the architecture from past civilizations that no one can seem to recreate in our modern times, you know, like our old, cathedrals that we've all been to, tourists are flocking to every day. These cathedrals that we use today are mainly, they say they're for religious worship. But if you consider their high vaulted ceilings and domes, and these towers suggest, you know, that their acoustical principles might have been originally created for harnessing energy and amplifying the frequencies that may have been used at one time for healing or to create free energy, to charge water. Spires can act like giant tuning forks. All those, if you've been to Milan and the cathedral in Milan, it's just amazing. But all those spires, and if you walk up to the top, it's just why would they do that? Why are there so many of them? Just a ton of them. And then there's phi ratio spirals in the tiles of these buildings, and their angles. You know, you got your domes and rounded corners, and you know, it's not like a square box at all. And then they also have pipe organs and large bells that could also, you know, contribute to a major sound bath. I mean, it would be amazing to be in one of these places and get a nice energy sound bath. And as I understand, all of these sit on energy spots designed to amplify energies and to distribute them across the globe. So they're like nodes in a giant network called a grid. And all these nodes are connected by ley lines. Ley lines are invisible geomagnetic alignments of energy that crisscross the Earth, connecting points of heightened electromagnetic activity to calibrate the Earth grid, energy grid. So, again, if you've ever been to, say, a beautiful cathedral in Europe, just going inside it, you can feel there's just a feeling in there that's indescribable. And many people flock to these sites all the time because they're just popular tourist destinations because they are beautiful. I mean, they're still amazing just to look at, and all the paintings and art that is inside, you know, etched into the stone itself is a beautiful sight. But back to the nodes, it doesn't have to be a cathedral. It could be a major landmark like a pyramid, towers and obelisks, mountains, large mass rock areas like Sedona and Grand Canyon. I'm starting to see a lot of stuff about star forts. There's also star seed areas, I think it is. And, you know, there's a lot of this stuff all over the internet about these are just energy centers, sacred sites, Stonehenge, Machu Picchu, the big rock in Australia, Uluru, and of course, large bodies of water, rivers, lakes, streams, and obviously the ocean. We can feel these energies when we enter into these strong vortex spaces. And when we align with the earth energies in harmony, we resonate out to each other and back to the earth in an energetic exchange that is beneficial for all of us. We have, you know, the ability, just like the birds, to send out good, positive feelings to each other and to the earth. A lot of people reference the Schumann resonance, if you've ever heard of that. Lately, there have been a lot of people discussing the Schumann resonance and giving daily reports on how it's ramping up. And basically, what is the Schumann resonance? And again, like I said, it's we're all energy beings that are born into this earth, and we thrive in an electromagnetic, energetic environment. And the earth and its ionosphere is a giant resonator. It's filled with an electrically conductive medium that affects all life. So our planet has a pulse, a measurable frequency embedded in all life on Earth. And that's the Schumann resonance. Some people thought it was the resonance was similar to the alpha waves of the human brain, but it's identical. And so the brain's frequency, which controls our creativity, our performance, stress, anxiety, and the immune system, this all had somehow to do to tuned into the frequency of the planet. And that's how the whole thing started, basically. It's kind of like, again, like I said, we exchange energy from the earth, we exchange energy with other beings on this earth, and it's kind of just like, you know, maybe that's what the ether is, our connections, the energies as we send them out, and it creates this big energy bath that we're all sitting in. Or anyway, that's another thing that we really can't, you know, science can't sit down and measure all this stuff, but but we know that we, you know, connect. We have all, I think, experienced when we're thinking about someone and 2 minutes later the phone rings and that person's calling you, or you, you know, run into them at the supermarket or what have you. So these things happen all the time, and everybody just poo-poos them as, you know, it's just a coincidence. but there's also other uses for this connection. You know, a lot of people have discovered that healing with vibration, or at least the vibration creates a space for healing. And I just found out recently that Edgar Cayce, I don't know if you know who he is, but he was some kind of a, I don't know, a spiritual guru, if you will, kind of a predictor, whatever. But he has been quoted as saying the medicine of the future will be music and sound. And that both of those things are vibration at its very core. And all of the healing modalities, I mean, music has been touted as a healing modality, tuning forks, obviously, you know, our voices are like an instrument. I've heard many people, singers, who insist that their voice box is an instrument and can be tuned to different frequencies or tones. So humans being mostly water, any sound the sound reverberates through us. So it affects all the structures in our bodies as it ripples through. And so the music, again, has healing. There's something called solfeggio tones, which people are saying they're very healing. And they've even mapped out all of the solfeggio tones to different ailments. So if you have a particular ailment, and they have matched it up to there's, I think, 9 solfeggio tones that, you know, the musicians know what these are. They're kind of like practice or certain tones that they use to tune their instruments to. But then there's also sound bowls, and you know, you could get a gong or Tibetan bells. They all have you know, beautiful ways of relaxing you and putting you into a really relaxing state of being as you sit in them, as well as color therapy, because colors vibrate also to a different frequency, and people have corresponded those to musical tones, as well as tuning forks. There's a guy out here who makes a solfeggio tuning fork set, so you could have all the tuning forks, the solfeggio tones in a tuning fork, so you can use that for whatever your ailment is. I have a lot of experience with tuning forks. I have been introduced to them through a woman called Eileen McCusick. She has created these special tuning forks, but you know, you don't have to use hers. But she does a lot of study. She's always learning more and more about these frequencies and how it affects the body. So one of her things lately, she's always wanted to be a singer, and she was always told that she didn't have the capacity to carry a tune. And so she just kept going to different teachers until somebody, you know, finally assisted her to, you know, work and to what she found was the reason that people can't hold a tune is because their body needs to be in alignment. And so by using the tuning forks, of course, you can put yourself back into an alignment. So she was eventually able to achieve that, to hold notes. And so she's, you know, your voice can stand as a tuning fork as well. So once you get the tones right, but then you can, you know, you don't need another instrument or tuning fork. You can do it on your own. So, and she recommends to sing, you know, regularly, because that will also improve your mood and send up all those good serotonin and all those feel good, what do you call it? Serotonin and hormonal things that keep you from being depressed or sad, or, and even keeps you, you know, in good health. So, one of the interesting examples of getting your body into alignment is that she has found that you can combat your aging and result in weight loss. So, you know, of course, she's got a lot of women, you know, working with her on that. And one of the things that I found interesting that she's working on at the moment is that she's, because she loves to sing, you know, to sing now so much, and she does it well, she's working on organizing a group of people to join her in creating a chorus so they could travel to one of these big cathedrals in Europe and do a singing performance, you know, just to see how much they can, you know, get into effect all that frequency, to use that cathedral, which she believes that that's what they were originally used for. So, you know, that they could get a bunch of people in there to sing and, of course, use that energy center for what it was intended.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
And we're back on truthmeets.com, the Remember Who You Are show. I'm talking about vibration and just discussing about singing in the cathedrals. So that sounds like a really interesting experiment for her to do. And I'm looking forward to hearing about that. Anyway, of course, everyone, you know, if you like to sing, everybody loves to sing. It's fun. Why not add some dancing and laughing and moving your body any way that feels good can obviously uplift you and create fulfillment. And that is kind of a vibration. But, you know, when you're not feeling well, or you're in pain, or you're just tired, worn out, there are other ways that you can use vibration to help the healing, obviously, in addition to the tuning forks. Of course, there's some very pricier options where you just lay there, and supposedly there's an something called an energy enhancement system, and that uses scalar wave technology, which is a kind of frequency. And I do have personal experience with this system, as I actually set one up in my friend's home. The concept is that you get these computers set up in multiples, and this scalar wave technology is emitting healing frequencies from these computers. The monitor stream codes on their screens in different colors, and it just rolls down the screen like movie credits, and it really is just nothing legible. It's just jumbled numbers and letters, and not really, you're not supposed to watch it, But I don't know why it's there, but anyway, so this particular setup, there were 8 small computers that kind of the size of a Mac Mini, and you know, you set them up and they're supposed to just run on, obviously they use a lot of electricity, but in my experience, it did make you very calm. It's very relaxing. You kind of can almost fall asleep in it. I also experienced, and this, like I said, this one was an eight computer setup, and I also experienced a setup of 24 systems, and it was a much bigger room, but it felt like I was cooking in that setup. It was just kind of warm. It just felt too much energy, even though I was you know, sitting in this room with a lot of other people and they were talking about this technology. And this particular center offered 8-hour sleeping sessions where people could sleep in there and just spend the night. It's kind of pricey. These systems are very pricey. I wouldn't recommend it for a home installation. It's probably better to have like a center. But anyway, just again, because of the cost of energy, they're just on all the time, and they're just, you know, they do use a lot of electricity. And like I said, when there was a whole bunch of them, it didn't really feel comfortable for me. But there's a lot of testimonials that these things help people with, you know, a chronic conditions, people with diabetes, people who have after surgery recovery, that it, you know, it helps. And I think for me, I didn't have any health issues or anything really to that I could say, yeah, it took care of. But if you just sat in there with no distractions, it was very, you know, kind of in that state of just before you fall asleep, you're very relaxed. And, but if there was other people in the room at the time, you know, we didn't really focus on the, on relaxing. I don't know. It just kind of, I mean, it was fine. It didn't feel bad or anything, but anyway, most of the time when I was in the environment, after I left, I would kind of feel a little tired, and you know, it wasn't a big deal, but you did feel like you'd, you know, had a good meditation or whatever, maybe a good workout or something. And but yeah, and you know, and then you'd come home and have a good sleep, but again, it's kind of pricey. And, you know, some people, like I had a friend who was afraid of it and she wouldn't even go into the room. It was kind of funny. But I was told, though, in the Q&A, when I had been in the big, larger system, that was kind of a big presentation on it. And they were saying that these frequencies kind of went out for a 5-mile range, which I found that interesting. And yeah, so I live farther away from that woman's house, so I couldn't tell you if that was the case. But but again, there's lots of testimonies and folks have relief. They've gotten relief, and some ADD, ADHD people said they were, you know, had improvements on their issues. And, you know, other people just said it increased their energy. So if you have opportunity, you know, just try it out and see what you think, if you think it's helpful. I think it kind of also reminds me of the med bed technology. I don't know if you've heard about those, but those have been coming online. As far as being available, again, they're saying they're in a lot of hospitals now. They are kind of like a enclosed tube kind of thing, like an MRI thing, and you go in there and it blasts you with lots of, I would guess, frequency. And it's supposed to be very healing. Again, there's cheaper ways to go to get to these things too. There's grounding pads, vibrational pads. I mean, even a hot bath or hot tubs, obviously saunas, can get you that relaxation too that you need. Because I believe the main thing that all of these have in common, all these modalities like massage and acupuncture, it's just to get you to relax. Because once your body gets the message, hey, everything's okay, we can relax, we're in the rest and digest state, you know, your body goes and takes care of what it's supposed to take care of, like to heal, to repair, rejuvenate, and just ground and center you and put you into a peaceful state. And then you can hear the messages that you need to hear about what you probably need to do next, because our body's always talking to us. As I think I mentioned in the last episode about, or we just need to hear those messages and your body will give you all that you need. So when your body receives the relaxation message that all is calm, there's no fires to put out, no fight or flight, no stress, no fear, worry, emotions, then it can carry out its normal repair and rejuvenation. So, and that's how you heal. That's your own body's mechanism for keeping you on your feet. So, again, this message comes from your mind and its ability to direct itself. So you're the master and your body follows this instructions. So that's how it all gets the ball rolling. So that's how you don't need a modality or a practitioner. You just need to realize it's in our power. We can do it all ourselves. It's also the same, you know, if you remember that phrase, I can feel it in my bones. Our bones are of a crystalline nature, and they also heal themselves. I mean, you think about when you break a bone, what does the doctor do but put a cast on it, you know, to keep it in place as it heals. It grows back all on its own. Anything that the doctor really does to make that happen. So, you know, I'm sure there's a special, let's see, one of the solfeggio tones, the 285 frequency, that's a cellular regenerative tone. So that might be the tone that you would use to accelerate the bone healing process. So not only, again, going further after you've got everything, well, not everything, but, you know, as you're healing up and things, your body gets back into its flow, so to speak. This is where, when you're in this calm, relaxed, peaceful state, not only is this where the healing is, but it's also the place where manifestation can begin. And when we align our hearts and minds, then you can create all of your desires. Through the love vibration, we create those feelings of well-being. And again, it just keeps growing. You just, you know, you send it out to other people. And of course, when you're sending it out to other people, it always comes back to you. So it's the win-win for everybody. You just stay in that as much as you can, that love vibration. You know, you can just create more and more, by, doing joyful activities, you know, all those things that you love to do and you think you don't have time for. It's really important that you make time for those things, because while you engage in these, you just create more. You just make more and more love energy, and it all coalesces to bring you what you need, what you your heart desires. And then again, you invoking the law of attraction, you'll just create more, and it's a good thing. It's a win-win. So anyway, what else? Like I said, there's all these frequencies out there that, again, they're not always good. There's been a frequency war out there. And if you recognize all this information that, you know, the noise, that is a frequency. It's a fear frequency. It's a, you know, a sort of a weapon that they use, distorted sounds, lights, you know, kinds of things that distract you and get you in a dissonant, a distortion, basically. So that's even more important that you stay in the good frequency so that you can combat against all these frequencies that get pumped through the media, or if you're addicted to something. Addictions are you know, sometimes things that take us off our balance. Even the words and the way you speak to yourself, there's a lot of that going on too, in terms of weaponization against us. So we all got to remember, try to speak to ourselves in a loving way. That's probably another whole episode as well, is how we can change our language, change the way we speak to ourselves, how we speak to others, just by changing one of the words. A word to a different word can change your whole perspective on things. But anyway, that's all I have for today. And I just want to thank you all for listening. And I have one question for you. What are you vibrating out? Be mindful what you're sending out into the world, and vibrate responsibly. That's all I have for today, and I will see you next time on the truthmeets.com Remember Who You Are show. Thank you for listening. Bye.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my excitations.
Excitations. Good. celebrations are happening.